Hello, I'm Margot Politis. Welcome to Study English, IELTS Preparation. Today on Study English, we're going to practice using the words some and any. We'll also build up our vocabulary with some words about space and astronomy. But first, we're going to meet a planetary geologist who is fascinated by the planet Mars.
Mars is still a fascinating place. In the solar system, it's one of the most interesting places where there may be life apart from the Earth. We want there to be Martians with spaceships, ET, flying saucers, UFOs. We want all of these things. It's frozen to a depth of about 7 kilometres at the equator, maybe 20 kilometres at the pole caps. So there's a very thick frozen layer on Mars. The people who talk about water flowing to the surface of Mars underestimate how cold the planet is.
These scientists are hoping to find out about life on Mars. They're looking closely at the landscape and similar landscapes to try to understand everything they can about the planet. Listen to Dr. Hoffman talking about how the landscape of Mars was formed. Pay special attention to how he uses the words some and any.
Well, if we look at the picture here, cutting down through each of these gullies is a little black channel that's bulldozed its way through the snow, carved its way down and pushed the snow aside. Then each springtime, part of the snow collapses as it warms in the sun. It doesn't go through a liquid phase, it goes directly from solid to vapour, boils away and falls down the slope. And then you have this tumbling mass, a little avalanche of some snow, some rock, some sand, some dust, all churning up together. What I have shown with this work is that the structures that we see in Antarctica are a good place for life to be if there is life on Mars. It would be very primitive microbes. There wouldn't be any sort of multicellular life there.
In English, we use the words some and any to talk about how much or how many of something. Some and any are called determiners. They tell us something about the quantity or amount we're discussing. Listen to how Dr. Hoffman uses the word some.
It doesn't go through a liquid phase, it goes directly from solid to vapour, boils away and falls down the slope. And then you have this tumbling mass, a little avalanche of some snow, some rock, some sand, some dust, all churning up together.
He says some sand, some dust. The word some suggests an indefinite number or amount. It's not specific. We use it when it isn't important exactly how much or how many we mean. So you might say, I'd like some milk, or would you like some tea? Some is usually used in affirmative clauses like this. There are some letters for you at the post office. And we also use some in questions that expect a yes answer. For example, would you like some help? Yes, please. However, in negative constructions, any is more commonly used. Here's Dr. Hoffman talking about his work again. Listen to how he uses the word any.
What I have shown with this work is that the structures that we see in Antarctica are a good place for life to be if there is life on Mars. It would be very primitive microbes. There wouldn't be any sort of multicellular life there.
He says there wouldn't be any sort of multicellular life there. Any is common in negative sentences like this. For example, I don't have any money. So while some is most common in affirmative statements, any is most common in questions and in negative statements. After words with a negative meaning, we use any. Like this, you never have any money. There's hardly any food left in the fridge. When we use some to talk about a restricted or limited amount of something, we put the stress on the word some. For example, I like some Chinese food, but not spicy dishes. Or, I can eat prawns, but there is some shellfish I don't like. When the word any is stressed, this tells us that we're talking about an unrestricted quantity or unlimited choice. For example, you can borrow any book from the library. I don't like any films made in Hollywood. Astronomy is an important and popular science. Building your science vocabulary, especially your vocabulary about astronomy, can help you to appreciate science fiction films and books, as well as media stories about space exploration and new discoveries. But there are so many science words, where do we even start? It's important to learn how to organise new words logically and to develop strategies to help remember these new words. Listen to Dr. Hoffman talking about the possibility of life on Mars.
Mars is still a fascinating place. In the solar system, it's one of the most interesting places where there may be life apart from the Earth.
Dr. Hoffman talks about Mars, the solar system, and Earth. Of course, our planet is called Earth. There are 9 planets in our solar system. They are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. It's important to learn all those names in English. Here's another clip. See if you can hear a word that is developed from one of the planet names.
We want there to be Martians with spaceships, ET, flying saucers, UFOs. We want all of these things.
He talks about Martians. We form the word Martians from the noun Mars. Martians are creatures from the planet Mars. We can extend our vocabulary about astronomy by looking outside our solar system to our galaxy, the Milky Way. We can also include words like comets, asteroids, stars, moons, black holes. Let's watch that clip again. Listen for some other words related to space and space travel.
We want there to be Martians with spaceships, ET, flying saucers, UFOs. We want all of these things.
We heard Martians, spaceships, ET, flying saucers, and UFOs. ET stands for extraterrestrial, another name for creatures from space. UFOs stands for unidentified flying objects, things from outer space that fly through the sky. They can also be called flying saucers. You'll notice that in the story, the term UFOs is pronounced UFOs. We usually say UFO. That's all for Study English today. Let's quickly review the topics we've looked at. First, we talked about using the determiners some and any. We learned which one to use and how to use stress to change meaning. Then we talked about how to increase your vocabulary by learning groups of words. Today we looked at space words. Don't forget to visit our website. You'll find more tips and exercises to help you improve your English skills. It's at abcasiapacific.com/studyenglish. And I'll see you next time for more. Bye bye.